free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, November 16th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we get information that the Department of Justice has apparently prepared a sealed indictment to extradite Julian Assange. I think it's a sad day when we can no longer stop the deep state from doing whatever it wishes. I think a good example of this is the audaciousness of the Democrat Party in Florida and elsewhere to continue the voting to engage in outright fraud and do it in front of everybody's face and get away with it. The same thing that Hillary Clinton did. Same thing that James Comey did. Same thing that Mueller and Strzok and all these people are doing. They're getting away with it forever. And I'm going to talk today to CIA whistleblower John Kiriakou. I've had him on many times to talk about torture. He exposed torture. He went to jail for exposing the crimes of the CIA. Nobody at the CIA went to jail. The psychiatrists, rather psychologists, I keep calling them psychiatrists, actually, psychologists, who created the enhanced interrogation program, the people who carried it out, nothing ever happened to them. As a matter of fact, the psychologists got millions of dollars. Nothing ever happened to them. They even a civil suit was shut down to try to get some justice for that. Only the whistleblowers go to jail. Only the people who oppose the deep state are investigated. They continue to try to overthrow these elections. And we're also going to take a look briefly at what's going on with Brexit in the UK, because that's another attempt to openly overthrow an election that didn't go the way the globalists want it to go. But John Kiriakou is going to come on and talk to us about what was done to him, the people who were behind setting him up. And before they actually charged him, of course, he gave some names to some journalists when he was trying to expose the torture program. He couldn't get any traction as he was trying to move through Congress and so forth. And the Bush administration decided not to prosecute him. It was the Obama administration. But it was Brennan who decided that he would get him. And instead of having him charged with the Justice Department or the FBI, Mueller decided that they would try to set him up with a sting. And the person who came after him to set him up in the sting, and by the way, the sting failed because he's an honest man. He's an honest man trying to expose a dishonest, immoral agency that basically runs our government. You forget about the Constitution. That's why nobody ever talks about it anymore. We've got a CIA-run government. And so they couldn't set him up, but they came after him for other charges as well. But the person who they used to try to run the sting on him was none other than Peter Strzok, sneering Peter Strzok. So we're going to talk to John Kiriakou about his experiences today. We had Rand Paul weigh in on this as well. Rand Paul said, I hope that President Trump gets an attorney general that is not only with him on issues, but is going to do something to protect the due process and the rule of law and the Constitution for the rest of us. Nevertheless, we have Lindsey Graham saying he met with Matt Whitaker, who is the acting attorney general. And Matt Whitaker has said some very good things about the overreach of the federal government, of the federal bureaucracies, of the federal judiciary. He's said some wonderful things about that when he was running for Senate in Iowa. And Lindsey Graham met with him and said, well, I talked to him. I said, are you going to fire Mueller? Oh, no, I don't say they've done anything wrong. Oh, really? Well, we'll see about that. Hope it doesn't go that way. Of course, Lindsey Graham is the guy who cares so much about Bob Mueller. He cares a great deal about Brett Kavanaugh and the presumption of innocence for Brett Kavanaugh. But when it comes to you, shut up. You don't get a lawyer. That's Lindsey Graham. So stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're also going to give you an insight into when Obama kicked journalists out of the White House. And it wasn't just once. And they applauded it on CNN when it happened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, November 16th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. As I said at the top of the hour, the headlines of the Wall Street Journal. U.S. is optimistic that it will prosecute Julian Assange. Well, let me say this. Unlike the Wall Street Journal and the U.S. government, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have never lied to anybody. Wall Street Journal and the government have done that repeatedly. They have lied. They have spun the truth. As a matter of fact, just as I spoke to Roger Stone yesterday, we were talking about the fact that Wall Street Journal came out immediately after Roger Stone released texts between him and Randy Credico, showing that he was innocent of any communication with Julian Assange, as if that is some kind of crime to say we're going to release information. I don't understand why that would be even a crime. But there was no collusion, nevertheless. This is what they're trying to investigate. The chain of logic, which they have absolutely no proof for, they've been going on with this for about 3 years. The chain of logic is that the Russians hacked the information, gave it to Julian Assange. Julian Assange gave it to people in the Trump campaign. So there you go. They can't connect any of those dots. It is a conspiracy theory. A conspiracy theory where that dog don't hunt. And the reality is that they didn't want the dog to hunt Hillary Clinton. That's why they drugged the red herring of the Russiagate conspiracy. They invented that conspiracy to distract everybody from what Hillary Clinton had been doing in the Democrat Party. And so for 3 years, they've been saying that they're going to look for this. They know that there is no collusion at any of these levels. Again, today we're going to be talking to John Kiriakou, CIA whistleblower on illegal, immoral, unethical, you name it, torture done by the CIA. They were hell-bent on getting him. And I want you to hear the story of how John Brennan, Bob Mueller, and Peter Strzok came after John Kiriakou. Yeah, the usual suspects, isn't it? Yeah, Kaiser's Laissez, yeah. They came after him. But there is no collusion between WikiLeaks and Russia, as a matter of fact. I mean, we've had another honest whistleblower, William Binney, blow that out of the water. Not technically possible, and he proved it. He and others proved it. It wasn't hacked. It was handed over by a whistleblower inside the DNC. That is not a crime. Hillary Clinton has committed many, many crimes in conjunction with Rod Rosenstein, Bob Mueller, and others. They are engineering this to cover up their crimes. It's another red herring that they're putting out there. Russia, Russia, Russia everywhere to cover up their crimes. Absolutely amazing. We need to know the illegal and criminal things that our government is doing in our name, that they're hiding from us. We need sources, whistleblowers, honest whistleblowers. We need people like William Binney. We need people like John Kiriakou. We need people like Julian Assange. And I think it is shameful that as he exposed the crimes of our government, that he is the one who is now the target. Absolutely shameful. President Trump needs to do something about that. And as we talk about extraditions, NBC is putting out news saying that the White House may be extraditing Fethullah Gulen for Erdogan in Turkey. Now, of course, these are two guys, both of whom, neither of these guys are good guys. Let's be honest about it, okay? They both want to preside over a worldwide caliphate. And they were allies for a while in Turkey. Turkey used to have a secular Islamic government. Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen, who is a Turkish cleric, started to turn it towards a more fundamentalist version of Islam, with themselves at the top of it. So you've seen all these different moves by Erdogan, but also by Fethullah Gulen. At one point, they became enemies. They divided. And Fethullah Gulen left, but he had a lot of people that stayed behind. He had massive influence because he runs a lot of madrasas, a lot of schools, all over the world, as a matter of fact. Well over 1,000. And so he had a lot of influence in Turkey. A lot of influence of people who were left behind, embedded in the government. People in the judiciary system, in the police, in the military, and so forth. And so there was this constant tension as he was brought into the United States. He was not going to be allowed in initially. And he had some people at the CIA write a letter to get him into the country. And so he was allowed in. Stayed in Langley for a while, and now he's got a big complex up in Pennsylvania, in the mountains in the Poconos. Don't drive by there. Don't drive by there. That could be very dangerous for you. You get picked up right away if you drive by there. So he's been protected by the U.S. government for a long time. Now he may be turned over to help smooth over relations with Turkey that have gotten kind of shaky lately. Now, it's kind of interesting because he doesn't just have madrasas throughout the world. He has massive number of schools here in America. How does that happen? Well, they keep the Islamification on the QT. They make sure that it is just presented as a secular offer there. They have a lot of Republican and Democrat congressmen and state representatives take junkets to Turkey at the expense of Fethullah Gulen. They've been investigated by the FBI for corruption. They have used H-1B visas to get people over here as teachers, claiming that they can't find teachers in the United States that are up to their standards. And then they pay them several times what they pay the teachers here in America. That's also been exposed with whistleblowers. There's an excellent documentary on this by Mark Hall called Killing Ed, Killing Education. The way that they have been able to do this is by exploiting charter schools. And so all of these different issues have been exposed by him in that documentary. I've interviewed Mark multiple times. And as I was writing about that and writing about the competition between Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen, it was one of maybe about four articles I've written for InfoWars. And a couple of weeks after I wrote that article, we got hacked. We got hacked, and they put up an article on our site that had my name on it, saying that there was a coup in Turkey and that Erdogan was leaving the country. And then they also, I think, hacked Paul Joseph Watson's Twitter account and retweeted my fake article there in my name. And so we knew who it was from. Fethullah Gulen. And so it's kind of interesting how these things operate. Yeah, it's a small world, isn't it, when you get to the deep state. They've got their finger in every pie, every pie. I want to talk a little bit about, as a follow-up, you know, I talked yesterday about the lawsuit with CNN. I want to go over a couple of details of what happened in CNN, but I want to remind you about the times that Obama kicked journalists out of the White House. You know, people are absolutely appalled that President Trump's lawyer said he could kick everybody out if he wanted to. That's not what free press is about. I mean, they could still have their network. They still have their papers. They still have their social media accounts, which CNN wanted to make sure that we didn't have. As a matter of fact, CNN was pushing very hard to get us taken off of PayPal. Yeah, they try to come after our income sources, trying to boycott sponsors of us and of others. But it wasn't just enough for CNN to have us removed from social media. But CNN still got their social media accounts. They haven't been censored of that. So the people who lead the censorship, who try to shut down other press, are out there whining about the fact that one of their reporters, not all of CNN, but one of their reporters is banned because of his conduct, not because he disagreed with the president. He's always disagreed with the president. A lot of other people disagree with the president, in case you didn't notice. And President Trump didn't ban the other guy who defended Jim McCoskey. He said, I'm no fan of yours either. Quite frankly, you do awful work. He didn't throw him out. Acosta was thrown out because he wouldn't get off his little narcissistic stage. But I'm going to tell you about the times that Obama kicked out journalists. Many, many times. Even before he was elected president, he was kicking out journalists and bragging about it.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
back, I want to take a look at Barack Obama and what he was able to do in the White House. You know, it's kind of interesting. This double standard just never goes away. We had Obama's social media person that was bragging about what they had done using Facebook analytics. And then we find out that, and everybody celebrated that. Oh, aren't they clever? Look at that. They went to Facebook and they got that. Then when you find out that the Trump administration did that with an organization, that's a major scandal. And we're going to have to start purging people from Facebook. And we're going to have to call Facebook in and testify about that, right? I mean, that it's just amazing. And so when we look at all this tempest that's going on, and you got Fox News now standing with CNN. That's their headline. We're proud to stand with CNN on First Amendment issues. It's like Fox and CNN wouldn't know First Amendment issue if somebody posted it in their face, with the exception of Tucker Carlson and a couple of others that are there. Of course, you know, Lou Dobbs has been pushed back on this. Actually, my wife said, Judge Napolitano said that CNN might have a case with this. That's absolute, I won't say it, just BS. That's the biggest load of BS I've ever seen. You know, Judge Napolitano used to be very libertarian. They kind of put a scotch on that. They got rid of his show, kept him on retainer. Essentially, at the time, Alex Jones said, if he ought to go out there and go on his own. There's a lot of people that would support him if he would hold to his principles, but he held to the money. He sold out. I still agree with Napolitano on a lot of different issues, but I tell you what, he's like a lot of Fox News. He's like, you know, just like they shut down Lou Dobbs the other day. He had the audacity to have somebody from Judicial Watch, an organization that has a great deal of credibility. I mean, these are people who, when the government does something I think is suspicious, they file a Freedom of Information request, and of course it's always ignored, and so they are constantly having to sue. And after a drawn-out period of time in a lawsuit, eventually, on most issues, the government will cough up some of the information. Then they'll have to do another FOIA request, another FOIA lawsuit. They're just peeling it back like layers of an onion. And Judicial Watch does a great job with that. But they banned, Fox News banned one of the board members of Judicial Watch because he had the audacity to talk about funding for the mass invasion of migrants that they love to call the caravan. Let's pretend that it's a caravan. And, of course, Fox News helps to sell that that language. You know, let's all call it a caravan. It's an invasion. It's a mass of foreigners who've decided that they're going to come into this country, and you're not going to stop them. They keep declaring that. You know, we don't care what you think. We're coming into your country. Don't tell me that's not an invasion. It's not a caravan. You know, we had the Normandy caravan, right? They were just going in to France. And they said, the Germans, you're not going to stop us. It was just a caravan. Anyway, what did Obama do with this? That never got anybody's attention, just like Cambridge Analytics suddenly got their attention. But when Obama's campaign did the same thing 4 years earlier, they were heroes, geniuses. But then when Cambridge Analytics does it, you're criminals. Why? Because they did it for Trump. Same thing is happening now with CNN. Here's some examples. Remember back in October 31st, 2008, ABC ran this headline. Obama boots reporters who are from conservative papers. These were newspapers. And remember, October 31st, 2008. That's maybe a week, 2 weeks away from the election. I don't know what the date of the election was that year, but that was the election where Obama was running for president the first time. He was running against John McCain. These were newspaper reporters who came from newspapers that had endorsed John McCain. Obama threw them off of his airplane. No problem. No problem. Not at all. You also had a situation where right after he took office, the Secret Service literally dragged away a black female reporter. Can you imagine if that was done in the Trump White House? But Obama can do whatever he wants to black people, and they don't notice, most of them. We got a lot of conservatives who are noticing. A lot of conservatives who said, hey, you know what, I'm black, and I'm looking at this, and I didn't do too well under Obama. I'm doing real well under President Trump. But nobody cares if Obama drags a black reporter out of the White House, has the Secret Service do it for him. He's not going to do it himself, but he'll have his Secret Service do it. In 2009, you had White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest bragging that the Obama administration excluded Fox News from significant interviews. There you go. Not a single reporter now, but an entire news organization, which is really kind of similar to what he did when he threw out the reporters from the newspapers that had endorsed McCain. He was punishing that organization. It wasn't because anything was done wrong by those reporters when he threw them off the plane. And the same thing when he's coming after Fox News with his press secretary, Josh Earnest, bragging about that. These were all put together, by the way, by the Political Insider. A great job putting this stuff together. I'd forgotten about some of these. I had forgotten about 2015 when Obama threw out a reporter and he said, not in my house, not in my house. Now, if President Trump says, this is the White House, and you're here by invitation, but Obama shut down a White House reporter and said to him, you're in my house, my house. It's my house now. Get out. Interestingly enough, the journalist was a transgender.
Oh, gosh.
You know, we have violated so many rules of the pecking order here. You know, first he throws out a black person. Nobody has anything to say about that. A black female reporter. And then he escalates it. He goes up to a higher level of political correctness by throwing out a transgender because they are at the very top right now of the pecking order. When you talk about identity politics, the transgenders are at the very top. And he threw out a transgender who was screaming at him. This was an LGBT event at the White House. And Obama threw him out. Let's play some video footage of that. You know, it's interesting. This was, before we go to the video footage, this is a report. Here's a headline from Politico. Obama shuts down reporter. You should know better. Obama, reports CNN, Obama to White House heckler, you're in my house. Hollywood Reporter said, watch Obama toss out a heckler at an LGBT event. You're in my house. They all love this. CNN loved it. Wolf Blitzer loved it. Wolf Blitzer said, look at this. He's strong. I love it when he throws this guy out of his house. And yet, you know, interestingly enough, we've got this clip of it. We had to go, the only place we could find it right now was Euro News, because it seems like CNN scrubbed all their celebration of Obama throwing a reporter out of his White House. You're in my house now. We'll show you that when we come back. Stay with us.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super male and super female vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
Stress is a natural part of life.
Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As promised, I'm going to show you a clip when President Obama threw a transgender reporter out of an LGBT event at the White House saying, "Shut up, it's you're in my house." I didn't say shut up, but what he said was, "You should know better. You should know better than to talk to me in my house. You're in my house. Get out of here." And again, he had done this before. He had the Secret Service drag out a black female reporter at one point in time. He had Josh Earnest bragging about the fact that they excluded Fox News from many significant interviews. And even before he became president, you saw this kind of arrogance as he threw off of his campaign plane reporters who represented newspapers that had endorsed John McCain just before the election. This happened October 31st, 2008. So let's take a look at that video. Again, CNN bragged about it. Wolf Blitzer thought it was wonderful. They wrote articles about it. Hollywood Reporter, Politico, you should know better. Obama shuts down reporter and so forth. And yet they don't seem to have that up anymore on their site. Or can't find it on the internet. Seems like maybe, I don't know, YouTube or Google maybe scrubbed this or something. We're able to find a version of it that was done by a European news organization. Here's that version.
I've told you that the civil rights of LGBT Americans is... Yeah, hold on a second. Okay, you know what? No. Hey.
Oh, so he won't shut up. Yeah, kind of like Jim Acosta. Is that Jim Acosta?
You're in my house.
An address? You're in my house. Oh, and they all cheer. The press cheers. Oh, you're in my house. Yeah.
It's not, you know what? It's not respectful when you get invited to somebody. You're not gonna get a good response from me by interrupting me like this.
Can you imagine President Trump said that?
I'm sorry.
Goodness.
I'm sorry. No,
can
no.
you imagine if the White House press corps booed Jim Acosta?
No. No. Shame on you. You shouldn't be doing this.
Joe Biden is there, too.
Can we escort this person out?
Throw him out. He's in my house.
You can either stay and be quiet, or we'll have to take you out. All right. Can we have this person removed, please? Come on. Come on.
2015.
Nope.
All right, let's cut it there. We get the idea, don't we? Get the idea. So Cambridge Analytics uses Facebook to identify voters and contact them. That's horrific. We got to do something about social media. We need to start shutting that thing down. But Obama's person does it. It's celebrated. When Obama says, get this person out of here. This is my house. Shut up. You know, this kind of stuff. All right. Don't you do that here. I invited you in. No. But if President Trump's lawyer said, it's the White House, these people are here by invitation, that's not shutting down the First Amendment to say you're not going to heckle the White House. And, of course, they heckle him at every press conference. We understand that. We see that. And he puts up with it. But when you start wrestling with the intern because she wants to take the microphone away from you because you won't shut up because you are a narcissistic bore, like Jim Acosta, then the press, including Fox News, the new Fox News, the new establishment Fox News, breaks in on that. Now, here's the lawsuit. Daily Caller took a look at the lawsuit and pointed out some of the lies in the fake lawsuit from CNN. Why wouldn't they have a fake lawsuit? And why wouldn't they lie? I mean, that's what they do, right? Number one, they mischaracterize the questioning by coming through and making it appear that Jim Acosta was being thrown out because he simply challenged the president. In their lawsuit, they say, speaking through a handheld microphone, as did all the White House journalists who asked questions. Oh, that's not true, right? You say that all the time. Sometimes they have a microphone, sometimes they don't. Nevertheless, Acosta asked a question about one of President Trump's statements during the midterm campaign, namely whether a caravan making its way to the U.S. Constitutes an invasion of the country, a significant feature of the president's messaging during the just-ended campaign. The president declined to respond, instead remarking, you know what? I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN. If you did it well, your ratings would be much better. Now, that's the way CNN misrepresents and lies about this press conference. You know, maybe what the judge ought to do is roll the tape. Oh, but when we roll the tape and we show you what Jim Acosta really said, what he really did, the fact that he not only touched the intern, as he first said, I didn't even touch her. Well, we showed that that wasn't true. So then he said, well, you zoomed in on it, or you changed the speed. Actually, all we did was zoom in on it. You changed the speed so it made it look like I struck her. No, we just zoomed in so people could see that you struck her. You not only touched her, but you struck her because you wouldn't shut up. You wouldn't get off of there. And so that's their lying lawsuit. That's one aspect of it. They claim the president declined to respond. But as Daily Caller points out, he responded twice, essentially setting up a debate, which is what Jim Acosta wanted. He wanted to get on the stage and debate the president because he's a narcissist. And then the CNN reporter, Acosta, demanded yet another question. And Trump said, that's it, you're done. Take the microphone. And then that's when all this other stuff happened. Number one, they claimed all the reporters. Number two, they claimed all the reporters use a mic. I talked about that. They ignore the fact that Acosta continued to repeat with interruptions. CNN says, the president returned to his criticism of CNN seconds later, pointing out, well, that was after Acosta stood up without a microphone and continued the debate. But CNN in their lawsuit tried to make it sound like the president doesn't like the content, shut him down because he didn't want to respond to his answers, and then continues to criticize him afterwards. Poor CNN. They can dish it out, but they can't take it, can they? They can't even, they're so thin-skinned that when we criticize their content, they try to completely destroy InfoWars, leading the charge. Take them off of social media. Take them off of PayPal. Take them off everywhere. Little Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy. These guys couldn't win an argument, so they want to silence you. It's the same tactic we see everywhere. When my wife and daughter went to protest Planned Parenthood, they were there with signs that said, stop the black genocide. And we showed it to you. You had the Antifa people, just like CNN. They show up. They didn't have anything to say. They had black signs to put over our signs that had something to say. They didn't want you to see that it's a black genocide. They didn't offer an argument that it wasn't a black genocide. They just wanted to censor what my wife and daughter were doing. And so when my wife would go low, they would go low. She would go high, they would go high. Kept trying to cover up her sign. That's the way these people are. They just try to silence the opposition because they can't win, because they're liars. They're liars. Stelter's a liar. Darcy's a liar. CNN, Jim Acosta, you're all liars. And then they refuse to acknowledge that Acosta physically prevented the intern from taking the mic, says Daily Caller. And, of course, you can see that, but don't believe your lying eyes. You believe CNN, and you believe this written summary. They said the version shared by Press Secretary Sanders appears to have been edited. Well, we have shown you, and you can see the appearance. You can run it yourself. Everybody's got editing equipment today. You just take the original one and you stack it just as we did. You can do the same experiment, little thought experiment, to run at home on your iMovie or whatever it is that you use. There's a gazillion little editor tools out there. Just take the original video, do it twice, blow it up, stack them one on top of the other. You can see we didn't alter the time frame. You can see that CNN, as usual, is lying. Stay with us. We'll have an update on the Florida election. Will they continue to stuff ballots and hope they can get away with it? And lawsuits. More lawsuits.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Beep, beep. most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to give you an update on what's going on in Florida. I think it's important to take a look at it. I mean, we all understand what's going on in Florida, don't we? Let's take a look at where this process is, because the deadline ended yesterday. Of course, Snipes missed it. In Broward County, she was bragging about the fact that she'd never miss a deadline. I'm not going to miss this one. She missed it. She's also saying she may retire. It's kind of like a you can't fire me, I quit issue. But we're going to give you an update on that, because this is another defining moment for the Democrats, just as we saw with Kavanaugh. And we can see that not only are they sore losers, but they're crooked losers. They're not going to get away with stealing the election in Florida like they did in Arizona. They stole that election in Arizona, too. But they're still trying to do it. They're going to use everything that they can to try to keep this going. They're never going to give up. We're going to give you a brief look at what's going on with Brexit as well, because that's another election they're trying to steal. I mean, that was back in 2016, and here we are 2 years later. They're still working on trying to steal that, just like you've got the deep state still trying to work on overthrowing the results of our election, getting President Trump elected 2 years later. They're trying to overthrow Brexit. And I'm convinced that all this talk about, Mueller, he's asking questions about Nigel Farage and Ted Malik and all this. They're asking questions about anybody that is an enemy of the globalists and the deep state, an enemy of the globalist agenda. And if they can't do anything to Nigel Farage, they can try to muddy his name by connecting him with the Russian conspiracy theory of Bob Mueller and the Democrat Party. So we're going to talk a little bit about Brexit, what is going on there. Will the UK get rid of the EU, or will they get rid of Theresa May? Because she just can't find it in her heart to leave. She loves it so much. She was the only person of all the candidates they had in the Conservative Party, only person that was for remaining out of all the candidates that they had. And, of course, all the other candidates, for one reason or the other, dropped out or were eliminated, leaving Theresa maybe. And before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have a blowout special on Silver Bullet, 67% off and free shipping on Silver Bullet. That's our colloidal silver product. Also, we have 57% off Super Male Vitality and free shipping. We have 50% off Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement. You know, most of the things that I take, I can see the difference long term in my health and the way that I feel. But I tell you, when I take something like Brain Force, I can immediately feel the focus in the way that I think, an increase in what I can recall and so forth. It's my favorite supplement because of that. You can now get it 50% off. Also, Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, our new formulation of Nascent Iodine, you can get that 50% off, plus free shipping. As a matter of fact, we got free shipping store-wide. And don't forget, we got a special for our listeners. You can save $10 on the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 on the InfoWars golf shirt that has the new Hexagon logo right there at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so yesterday they reached their recount deadline. A machine recount of more than 8 million ballots has confirmed that Ron DeSantis defeated Andrew Gillum, the Democrat, the previous mayor of, maybe he still is mayor. I don't know if he's still seated as mayor of Tallahassee. And then in the Senate race, which is also an issue, and then there's another state race that people aren't really watching because it doesn't have that much power. That one is even closer. In the Senate race between current Governor Rick Scott, who will be leaving office and going to Washington, against the current Senator Democrat Bill Nelson, that is going to be going to an automatic hand recount because the margin of victory there for Rick Scott is narrow enough that that automatically requires a recount. And this is the first time they've done a statewide hand recount of ballots that they said are either undercounted or overcounted. We're going to be back into hanging Chad territory. Did the machine properly tally this or not? Well, it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens, because I think after that happened in 2000, that was one of the justifications that they used for going to electronic voting machines. And so now what they're going to do is go through, and I don't know if they're going to have any hanging chads. I don't know if they have physical punch machines anymore. But they're going to go through and look at ballots where there were either two votes for one candidate, so it was rejected for that particular race, or where neither candidate was selected for a particular race. And then they will call out the great Karnak, and he will try to discern what the intentions of the voter were. No problem with that, right? And if that doesn't work, they've always got lawsuits, because that is what the Democrats always do. You know, after they lost over 1,000 seats because of Barack Obama's policies, after they lost state legislature after state legislature like they did in North Carolina. You know, North Carolina voted for Obama in 2008. But by 2010, they were so disgusted with the Democrat Party and Obama in particular and policies that they that Republicans swept everything. Every statewide race, they got the House and the Senate and the state for the first time since Reconstruction. The only thing that didn't change were the congressional seats because of gerrymandering. But that happened all across the country. And as a result, as Barack Obama was leaving the White House, he called in Eric Holder, and they talked about how they were going to use lawsuits to move their agenda forward because they can't win at the ballot. And where has George Soros been focusing so much of his money? On attorney general races, either attorneys, district attorneys, or statewide attorney general offices. Pouring millions and millions of dollars into district attorneys. That happened in California. He got defeated multiple times in California. He did win one or two, but for the most part, he's thrown millions of dollars into local races. And the most effective way to defeat him is just to expose it. That's why it is so important and why Fox News doesn't want Lou Dobbs talking about this, or Judicial Watch talking about this. If you expose the fact that George Soros is dumping millions of dollars into a local race, as he did down in, I think it was in San Antonio here in Texas. If you run on that fact, you say, look at this, George Soros is trying to overthrow this, then you win. So Fox News has to shut that down when Lou Dobbs and Judicial Watch talk about that. But let's get back to Florida. Scott right now is leading by 12,000 votes over Nelson for Senate. And he actually picked up 41 votes in the recount. Nothing essentially changed, except that he got a few more votes. Now, the response to that is, Rick Scott said, we need to put this election behind us. It's time for Bill Nelson to respect the will of the voters, to graciously bring this process to an end, rather than proceed with yet another count of the votes, which will yield the same result and bring more embarrassment to the state that we both love and have served. No, it's not embarrassing Florida. It's embarrassing the Democrats. I think we need to understand this is a defining moment for the Democrats, just like the Kavanaugh hearings were. We get to see their character. They're not just sore losers like Jim Acosta. They won't leave the stage. Even when you take away their microphone, you take away their office, you vote them out of office, they won't leave. I'm not going anywhere. You have to see that not only sore losers, but they're crooks. Just like CNN, they will lie in lawsuits, and they're going to have lawsuits now. So as Rick Scott holds a solid 12,000-vote lead over Nelson, even Politico and even lying CNN say Nelson hasn't got a chance. Politico actually did the math. You've got a situation where right now, overall, it's about 50-50, right? A close race. Well, Politico did the math. They said, as of a recent update, only 7,800 absentee ballots were rejected statewide due to voter error. In other words, they voted twice or they didn't vote at all on that particular race. They said, of these, 35% were cast by Republicans, 36% by Democrats, 29% by independents. Another 10,000 ballots were rejected because their envelopes were unsigned. Of them, 31% were cast by Republicans, 44% by Democrats, 24% by independents. So if all these ballots were counted, Politico says, Nelson would have to win 85% of them statewide in an election where he couldn't even get 50% of the vote so far. But let's keep this going. Please continue, because it shows us what you're made of, Democrats. And then Andrew Gillum in the governor's race, even though he is very far behind, is not going to concede. His supporters say he's got a path to victory through the courts. We're going to file multiple lawsuits because, again, that's what Democrats and CNN do. When you're caught on tape, what do? You lie about it in a lawsuit. And you get all the mainstream media just to parrot your lies, because even Fox News is parroting those lies. It's absolutely amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Rainforest Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Let's take a look beyond the vote totals and the hopelessness of the Democrats in Florida, but the fact that they will not concede. They will sue. Let's take a look at Broward County in particular. The supervisor of elections down there, Brenda Snipes, who got a lot of national attention. Not the first time she's been involved in shady dealings with elections. As the local paper there reports, once again, Broward and Palm Beach counties failed to meet a midterm election deadline. Remember just yesterday she was saying, we're not going to miss that deadline. I've never missed a deadline. Oh, really? Well, the local Florida paper says you've missed it yet again. And actually, you know, the deadline was back when they had the election. These guys can't get their returns in, and they still didn't get them in. They were 2 minutes late on Thursday. They missed the deadline. There is a deadline. That's why they call it a deadline. So their stuff is dead that they turned in. And then it's even worse than that. They have another discrepancy. And they said as they looked at this, the vote totals, not only were they late, not only did they miss the deadline, but they turned in results that were 2,040 votes fewer this time than they were in the original account. How did that happen? I mean, I just read you yesterday the Babylon Bee satire where they brought in Count Von Count from Sesame Street, and he was going to help them. He says, one vote for governor, two vote for governor. And Brenda Snipes says, wow, he's doing really good. I always get confused when I get past the number nine. We're looking into why this took place. That's a priority. How do we lose 2,040 votes? We believe that there was commingling of ballots and that we did not correctly handle the ballots. Yeah, we believe that too. We believe that there's a lot of fishy stuff going on. And so now she's saying that she might retire from her post. She said, it's time to move on. Yeah, she's starting to feel the heat, the national heat. I think I've served the purpose that I came for. What was that? to try to stuff the ballots for the Democrat Party all the way up to Thanksgiving? No. Which is to provide a credible election product for Broward. Are you kidding me? You can't fire me, I quit, she says, essentially. Although she hasn't made it official, she's implied that she may retire. Yeah, she is. She's always produced a quality product for Broward County. That's not what anybody is saying besides her. And then we have reports from Breitbart and elsewhere that the Florida Democrats were urging voters to submit absentee ballots after Election Day. After Election Day. As a matter of fact, the Naples Daily News reported this. They did some research. They were working as an affiliate of USA Today. They said a day after Florida's election left top state races too close to call, a Democrat Party leader directed staffers and volunteers to share altered election forms with voters to fix signature problems on absentee ballots after the state's deadline. After the state's deadline. The altered forms surfaced in Broward, Santa Rosa, Citrus, Okaloosa counties, were reported to federal prosecutors to review for possible election fraud. But an email obtained by the USA Today network in Florida shows that Florida Democrats were organizing a broader statewide effort beyond those counties to give voters the altered forms to fix improper absentee ballots after the November 5th deadline. Democrat Party leaders provided staffers with copies of a form known as a cure affidavit, quote unquote, a cure affidavit. What were they going to cure? Maybe that was their deficit in votes. You know, when I said vote early, vote often, that really is their strategy. And as I said, the other part of this has now become, and vote until you win. Continue to vote until you win. And that is quite literally true, folks. And I'm going to tell you about the vote early, vote often issue as far as voter ID when we come back. Stay with us.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by my Patriot Supply.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Vote early, vote often, and keep voting until you win. That is now the Democrat strategy. That last bit, they've added this election. And, of course, they did keep voting until they won in Arizona. Fraudulently, I think. But let's take a look at the first part of that, which has long been a Democrat strategy. Vote early, vote often. Again, going back to North Carolina, they have the longest, thanks to the Democrats and their domination of state party elections there until Obama turned the state over to Republicans. The Democrats would use not only gerrymandering, which now they seem to have discovered that that is a bad thing. You know, just like it was okay for Barack Obama to throw people out of the White House, it was okay for Barack Obama to use analytics with Facebook. But, you know, when Trump uses Cambridge Analytics, that's horrible. When Trump throws out a rude, obnoxious, trolling reporter who gets violent with an intern when she tries to take the mic away, no, that's not allowed. You know, Barack Obama can throw out a black female reporter. He can throw out a transgender person and say, "You're in my house. Get out of here. Shut up." That's okay. But somebody like Jim Acosta, who won't leave the stage and wrestles with an intern over the microphone, I can't throw them out. Fox News says so. But let's take a look at what their tactic has been to vote early, vote often. You know, they have in North Carolina the longest voting period of any state, and they have no requirement for photo ID. And as President Trump said, if you buy a box of cereal, you have a voter ID, right? You got to show your driver's license if you're going to cash a check. Now, of course, most people just swipe a card now. But you can't do, there's pretty much nothing that you can do anymore, especially traveling, without a photo ID. And as we have facial recognition going in everywhere, facial recognition is in our schools, facial recognition is going to be put into the airports as a requirement for us to travel and anything, but we can't even have facial recognition at the, have a human looking at a photo ID. That's not allowed. So they can use your biometrics everywhere, but don't do that. They're even putting facial recognition now in speed cameras, just everywhere the government is doing. But let's pretend that we can't do that for voting. I mean, I have a big problem with all this facial recognition everywhere and having to present an ID to do everything. But if there's one thing that I would support having an ID for, it's coming into this country or voting. I think we've got some kind of audio thing running there. You guys got that? Got a hold of that? All right. Let's talk about what's going on in North Carolina, because that has been the focus of we still got some audio running. Can you guys shut that down? That has been the focus of efforts to try to stop voter ID there in North Carolina. And so now they've had an election. First, you had the legislature there say, we're going to have photo ID for elections. And they said, well, nobody is doing that. And I've told you many times, and I'll tell you one more time. Back in 2012, my brother-in-law's friend went in to vote. You just have to give them a name and an address. They look it up on their computer printout. They said, sorry, you've already voted. And so is this other person at your address. That's my... I haven't voted. I'm coming here for the first time. Well, that other person's also voted. No, that's my mother. She's been dead for years. But, of course, that never happens. Never happens. I personally know people that's happened to. So you had the state legislature say, we're going to have ID to vote. And the federal judges overturned it. Oh, that would be racist. That would be racist because, you know, black people can't get photo ID. So they shouldn't be required to show it because that would discourage them from voting. So then they put it on the referendum this last election, and voters in North Carolina overwhelmingly approved an amendment to their state constitution that would require a photo ID before voting. The state's General Assembly had tried to do that back in 2013, but of course the federal judges shut it down in 2016, said it would target African Americans with almost surgical precision because we know that African Americans are incapable of getting photo ID. That's the logic of the courts. Racist logic of the courts. Anyway, the state legislature referred the constitutional amendment then on the ballot. And it was passed by 55% of the voters. And as one person said, photo ID is frankly the minimal standard. It can easily be obtained. But the Democrats say, one thing we know nationwide here in North Carolina is that this never really happens. I just told you it did. And not only that, but we've also had situations where you've got non-citizens, the cases in California. Someone found out that she was registered to vote. She says, I'm not even a citizen here. I'm just staying in California. I don't know what's going on with this. And they say, well, you've been on the rolls for several elections. You've been voting for several elections. It's like, how's that possible? You take somebody who's not even a citizen, you put them on the rolls, and then people are voting in their names. See, that's what Democrats do. Why do they do this kind of stuff? Well, I mean, just look at what they're able to get away with in Florida. They're doing it right in front of everybody's face. That's the key thing. As PJ Media said, why Democrats would dare to steal elections in plain sight. As I said, the brazenness of it is astounding. In Florida, they're miraculously finding ballots. In Arizona, the Republican Party has accused Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes of, quote, premeditated destruction of evidence leading to, quote, voting irregularities. The theft of election, while the whole world is watching, is a new low in American politics. It's actually a new low in the Democrat Party. And as they point out, the left is openly sending a message. There is nothing that you can do. We will win. If we lose, we will cheat. We will lie. We will steal. There is nothing, absolutely nothing that you can do about it. Russia, Russia, Russia. Because that's what they've been doing for the last 2 years. And if you don't lock these people up, President Trump, they'll continue to do this kind of stuff. You got to get tough with these guys. You got to find an attorney general. If Matt Whitaker is going to play footsie with Mueller, he's not the right guy. He talked tough, but now he's talking real sweet to Lindsey Graham. Oh, Mueller's safe. Well, if Mueller is safe, then America is not safe. It's just that simple. And you're going to have to shut down these inquisitions. You're going to have to lock up some of these criminals, and that includes some of the criminals in the bureaucracy who are able to get away with this. As long as these people are able to get away with it, it only feeds the corruption. It encourages them. It shows them that they're immune from anything happening to them. It's the same type of thing that we see when you've got a police officer that acts wrongly, that uses excessive force or lethal force when it is not necessary. And then the system gets behind them and defends them instead of purging them and punishing them. And then that causes others to get even more careless about that. So they've got a math problem. They've got a character problem. Nancy Pelosi, by the way, has a math problem. As CBS is pointing out, she may not be able to get elected as House Speaker. 17 House Democrats and newly elected members have signed a letter vowing to vote against Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. And it's going to leave her short of the 218 votes that she needs. They went through and they did a count of this thing. CBS did. Now, my suggestion to Nancy Pelosi is that she should have a recount. If they vote her, they don't vote for her, she should refuse to accept that as an answer. She should have a recount. If the recount shows that she loses, just like Andrew Gillum and Bill Nelson, the senator in Florida, she should continue on with this. She should sue her fellow Democrats in Congress. Follow the same tactic that they're doing there in Florida. Don't give up, Nancy. You stay there. You keep fighting this. You're going to fight, and you're going to say every vote should count. And just keep that up. Then you've got Ocasio-Cortez. She's not very happy She says, people are mistaking me for an intern. I wonder why that would be. Is it her age or is it that deer in the headlight expression that she has? Maybe it's just the math when she says, we need to have Medicare for all, but I have no idea how to pay for that. And this lady who doesn't have any idea how to pay for Medicare freely admits it. She's now telling us that in 10 years, we've got to have 100% renewable energy. You know what, Ocasio-Cortez? People may be mistaking you for an intern, but I think you're mistaking yourself for an engineer. What was your degree in? You got some solution for how to get to this? She majored in international relations. Yeah, she majored in globalism. And a little bit in economics. That explains it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200. It's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm a
Yeah, breaking up is so hard to do, especially when you're married to the European Union. See, the globalists, just like the Democrats, don't really care about much. You may say, I want to break up. I don't hear you. No, no, no. You don't want to break up. You're not going to break up. We're not going to let you break up. That continues to go on. And so this is what we're seeing now in the UK. We've had, as Theresa May has delayed the Brexit situation. And as she has come up with solutions that, as Boris Johnson has said, would essentially make them a vassal state of the European Union. Not only would they have the European Union still continue to negotiate all their trade policies, they could not negotiate, for example, directly with the United States. They would have to go through the European Union. So the European Union would be in control of their trade. It would be in control of many regulations and so forth. But what they would lose in the Brexit is they would lose any representation. Oh, so therefore, you know, she would turn it into a situation of taxation and regulation without representation. Essentially a vassal state. That's why we declared our independence from Great Britain. They declared their independence from the European Union because they didn't want to be a vassal state. And this would be something that would give them even less representation than they had. So as she put this out, said, this is it, we're going to stick to it. And they've announced with the EU, they're going to have a summit held on November the 25th, just about a week or so away, if the prime minister isn't toppled before then. So as a result, there's been a wave of resignations. Seven MPs have quit the cabinet. And as they point out in the UK, you've got dozens of MPs are sending in letters asking her to go. But just like Nancy Pelosi or just like Andrew Gillum or just like Bill Nelson, they're not going to go. Or Stacey Abrams. No, no, no. We're not going to go. I'm here forever. You know, ambition. Ambition used to be the disqualifying factor for politicians, especially in the American Republic. At the beginning, if you didn't run for election. You stood for election. You stood for election because somebody else nominated you. Now, you might have somebody who is ambitious going around and say, yeah, nominate me for this. And you second it. Okay, that type of thing. But if you were perceived to actually genuinely want the office, that was a disqualifying factor, that kind of ambition. That was one of the key criticisms that they had of Abraham Lincoln. He was an ambitious man. He was a social climber. He wanted to be in this for the business. And, of course, Theresa May says, I will not leave. I will fight this with every fiber of my body and so forth. I mean, that's what these people are about. And so you've got, at the same time, you've got Donald Tusk, the Eurocrat, insisting that Brexit can still be reversed. See, they're not ever going to accede to the election. Never, never, ever are they going to do that. And so as a result, after this went through and you got this wave of resignations, you got dozens of MPs signing letters for her to go, she faced some questioning. And as Sky News political correspondent Lewis Goodall said, this is the toughest day in Parliament for a prime minister since Neville Chamberlain in his Norway debate in 1940. And so, you know, we've got Neil Sedaka there with something to say about this. We've got comparisons to Neville Chamberlain. And there's actually, I'm going to play for you one of the best interchanges there that was brought up to her. It was Rees-Mogg who questioned her, or made comments, I should say, about it. And I thought it was kind of interesting when I heard it. I was amused that he used the same rhetorical tactic that Shakespeare used in Julius Caesar. For Mark Antony, the famous speech, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears, and so forth. And he starts talking about Brutus. He says, oh, you know, Brutus and all these, Brutus has told us that Julius Caesar was an ambitious man. Of course, again, that was a disqualifying factor, right? And he goes on and says, well, he did this, but of course, you know, Brutus is an honorable man. And we got to believe Brutus when he says that Caesar was ambitious and so forth. You know, he was my friend, Caesar was. He was faithful. He was just to me. But Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. And so he keeps repeating, Brutus is an honorable man. And it develops an air of irony to it, doesn't it? And so this is the speech from Rees-Mogg. yesterday in the Parliament that kind of characterized the hostile questioning that Theresa May was facing in the British Parliament. Let's run video six.
Mr. Speaker, my right honourable friend, and she is unquestionably honourable, said that we would leave the customs union. Annex 2 says otherwise. My right honourable friend said that she would maintain the integrity of the United Kingdom. A whole protocol says otherwise. My right honourable friend said that we would be out of the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice. Article 174 says otherwise. As what my right honourable friend says and what my right honourable friend does no longer match, should I not write to my right honourable friend, the member for Altrincham and Sale West?
Prime Minister!
Can I?
Oh, Theresa May. 8-2 Brexit.
Honourable friend.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The government is preparing to give £39 billion to the EU. And there is no legal obligation to do so, and we are going to get nothing in return. That is £60 million for each and every constituency in this country. Sir, if I had £60 million in Wellingborough, I would have the Isham bypass, I'd have our roads mended properly, I'd have an urgent care centre at the Eisbrook Hospital, and
right, let's
I have,
get it there.
Would have...
You get the idea, right? Back before they had the vote for Brexit, you had Boris Johnson saying, look at all the money that we're sending there each year. And it's a net flow of cash out of the country. And I looked at it and I said, you know, you can make all these arguments for Texas to leave the United States, to leave the federal bureaucracy that is ruling us from abroad, gives us no say in our lives, intrudes itself in the most minute details of our lives. All these different points that he was making. Look at all the regulations that the EU has put on us. Look at all the money that we're sending to them, the net loss from this area, what we could do with it. I applied that to Texas. It's a much bigger problem even with Texas. But you get the idea of what's going on there. You know, Theresa is an honorable ma'am. It was what they would do. I just recently saw a BBC show. It was The Bodyguard. I think it's a couple of years old, but I just got around to seeing it. And, of course, the BBC had a situation where virtually everybody in any position of authority was female. And they were all called ma'am. Ma'am this and ma'am that. I thought it was kind of interesting. So I got in trouble for calling women ma'am. I was raised in the South. I was told to call people older than myself or people in position of authority, sir or ma'am. I had one woman dress me down at one point in time, said, don't call me ma'am. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to respect you. I won't make that mistake again. That's how we get to the world of Michael Avenatti. She hit me first. That means it's okay for me to just unload on her. You know, that's what the feminists get when you treat them that way. Actually, my wife loves respect. She loves for me to open doors for her. She thought that was kind of surprising at first because she was from New York. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super male and super female vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brainforce Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I think it's very important for us to understand fraud and corruption. Fraud and corruption is happening throughout our government. It's even being practiced against the president and people in his campaign. But it is also hitting people at the community level. One of these communities that is one of our communities that is famous for its fraud and corruption, of course, is Cook County, Chicago. They were famous for patronage system. As a matter of fact, so famous and widespread was their political patronage and corruption, where they would demand contributions to political parties and so forth, that they came under a series of court orders that were called the Shachtman Decrees. Now, this happened about 50 years ago. Over 30 years ago, the first and only man in the nation to win in one of these Shachtman cases was Eugene Warrick, and he's been trying to fight them ever since to get paid. To keep from paying him, they have done amazing things. And we've talked about this before. We've had Eugene on, and I wanted to get an update on this. They discovered that transcripts had been altered. They got the original audio tapes that had not been altered. They got the audio tapes to show that the court transcripts had been altered. A lot of fraudulent things were done throughout the court system. In July, he applied for the Supreme Court to hear the case. He appealed it all the way to the Supreme Court, finally after decades of this struggle. That has gotten the Supreme Court clerks involved in a dispute with them as well now, because they don't want to pass this information. We'll talk about that in just a moment with Eugene and his lawyer, Tim O'Donnell. But also, on October the 31st, the Cook County government was released from federal court oversight for this 50-year-old decree. And the guy who was a plaintiff in it writes an op-ed piece in the Chicago Tribune, Michael Shackman, saying, oh, this is great. It shows that we can really reform. I think it shows just the opposite. I think it shows that they're very desperate to make this thing go away, just like they want the first and only person to win and this decree to go away. The fact that they will do anything inside the court system from the very bottom all the way up to the Supreme Court to stop this case from being heard. So joining us now is Eugene Warrick. You can find him on Facebook. He has a page, and of course, you can spell his last name, W-Z-O-R-E-K. Joining us now is Eugene and his lawyer, Tim O'Donnell. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
Yeah, how you doing? And thanks for having us on. But the thing is, we won this already. They can't beat us. There's no way they can change it. And Shackman only was a contract to the First Amendment. Shackman ain't there no more. It's me. And basically, mm-hmm. I won in 88, and the judge had to put it right in the decision in court so that the clerks wouldn't change it. So he
let me ask you why, you know, after, I mean, you know, it was in effect when you won your case decades ago. Why do you think that they're doing this now? I mean, is this an attempt to try to whitewash this, though? I know that you won in court. You won legally in court. They've played every kind of legal game and every kind of dishonest thing they can do to try to hide that. Is this just another tactic to try to hide the fact that you won the Shackman decree?
Yeah, because you got to realize this takes in the First Amendment. I won the First Amendment. So, in other words, I control that, actually. In this situation, there is no Shackman. That was just a contract, and I won the deal on that. And I was the only one that won it. So, basically, you'd have to revert to my case, and you would have no patronage. And if you have no patronage, then anybody can be elected president and that stuff. You didn't need all the money. You didn't need this. You just get to the people. So, basically, it's the thing. It's stopping the First Amendment. It isn't. It's stopping Shackman. Because Shackman was just his case name. And then they made a deal. So, that was nothing. When I won that, that goes over. That oversteps him. He was in summary judgment and stuff like that. He didn't do anything. So basically, that's it. Now, Tim can tell you more legally to this what's going on, but we know we won. And plus, they can't have anybody against me in court. The city of Chicago cannot come because they broke the law under Rule 11 E. So, and under that, and they tried to change that after, hide that after I pushed that on them because I got their guy from doing it, that Larry Rosenthal, he stole out the tapes. The case is over. There's nothing they can do. Nobody can come to court against me.
That's right, yeah, because you exposed the fact that they had they'd stolen altered transcripts and stolen evidence and so
forth.
Right. Then because they acted corruptly, they don't get a chance to argue before the court at that point. Let me talk to – let me ask Tim. Tim O'Donnell is your legal advisor. Where does this stand now with the Supreme Court situation? Because I know you're trying to get the Supreme Court to take a look at this, but it seems to be being blocked by – a couple of clerks there at the Supreme Court, they keep returning information to you in a suspicious way. Tell us where that is at this point.
Well, that is definitely true, David. But before I continue, I need to make a couple of quick corrections. I am just a personal advisor to Mr. Zorich. I'm neither an attorney, a lawyer, nor a bar attorney. And frankly, I think if I was, Eugene would be in trouble with this case because members of the bar are actually beholden to the court. People don't realize that. And if they run afoul of the court, then they lose their ability to practice law. Mm-hmm. So Eugene was in kind of a unique position there because for years he had to depend upon attorneys. He's been representing pro se in this latest matter.
And that's the key thing, too, is that, that's the key thing. He wouldn't have gotten as far as he did if he'd had lawyers because they would have acquiesced to all of this corruption.
Well, they would have tried to cut a deal at every possible corner. And when you cut deals at every possible corner, you're cutting corners and then you're selling your client short. And that's just how it is. I'm not trying to slam lawyers for that. That's their job. But they don't necessarily tell you that. They'll say that in so many ways. The real development we've had here recently isn't so much with the court. It's with it seems like an offer made in public. It's kind of interesting. Michael Shackman himself, Eugene wrote a tongue-in-cheek editorial and sent it off to the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times and one other newspaper, I believe, on November 2nd, just before the election. It was very, you know, it was meant to be humorous, and it critiqued the Chicago politics, the Shackman in general, and all the corruption surrounding the Shackman and Chicago politics. And then he kind of ended it with, I hope we had a fair election, as a happy note, you know, because it was difficult for Chicago to have a fair election, let's say. That's just an understatement. But it never got published. However, oddly, about a week later, a week or two later here, I guess it's 12, 14 days later, Michael Shackman has essentially countered with a rebuttal editorial that was published by the Chicago Tribune this week. And it's kind of amazing. I mean, he does completely agree with Eugene in saying that the Shachtman decree is the First Amendment. It's essentially the First Amendment for city, county, and municipal employees in the area. And he talks a little bit more about the criminality that went on, what it was supposed to prevent. He doesn't talk about the criminality that's going on today or the fact that the Shachtman was lost in 1989 and 1990 when Eugene won it. Eugene's the only person that's ever prevailed in that case. So frankly,
when we say First Amendment, what it is employees being able to support whatever politician they wish without fear of reprisal from the political machine there in Chicago.
Yes, there's that, and then there's extortion. See, when a person requires patronage, let's say if you get a $40,000 a year job, and part of that requirement for that job that's under the table is you have to kick back $5,000 to a particular political party, then that's extortion. Because what's happening, and believe it or not, in law, the real crime is that you're paying somebody else's taxes. They're not paying taxes, and it's under the table income. That's the real crime. So it's flat out extortion. Yeah. They call it patronage, but it's extortion under the law. And it was citywide. I expect it's probably still citywide, and now it's gone nationwide. As you can see with Chicago, as prices rise, there's a lot of different ways and places to tuck money that people can't trace. And so there's quite a bit of extortion going on right now in the swamp, as they say. So this is not just a localized problem in Chicago. They've exported that practice.
So we've only got about a minute. You talk about this editorial coming out. I mean, what is your take on this? Do you think that they are what's the message that they're trying to send to you? I mean, they're still using strong arm tactics to try to refuse to pay up on what Eugene's already won, right?
More or less. It was a very nice editorial. In it, Michael Shachtman makes this statement that he's plaintiff. He was originally the plaintiff in the case. But since the decree, he has gone on to represent defendants. And so he can't really – he's kind of in default here. He can't really claim plaintiff status when you're, you know, defending the defendants in the case for money. And so it's kind of an odd thing. I think he was making an offer to Eugene to say, hey, look, if you can side up with me, we can go into
the – Well,
we can,
you know, the amazing thing is he said it shows that the courts can accomplish major reform. But I don't think so. I mean, when you can fire somebody who's driving a garbage truck and he wins in court and then you don't pay him for 30 years and you rig everything from the district court to the Supreme Court, I don't think it shows any reform. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen. Good luck.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
About some of the other math problems of the Democrats, besides the votes that candidates don't have in state elections, besides the votes that Nancy Pelosi doesn't have. Now, Ocasio-Cortez has got math problems that go beyond her inability or non-concern about how they're going to pay for Medicare for all, right? $30 trillion, who cares about that, right? No big deal. We don't have to worry about that. I mean, the Pentagon can lose $21 trillion. They can just create a program, they don't have any way to fund it for $30 trillion. No big deal. Except that happens to be $21 trillion is the entire cumulative debt of annual deficits in the United States government has been running since the beginning of the Republic. But, you know, we're going to create a $30 trillion program that we don't have any idea how we're going to pay for it. No problem, say the Democrats. We got some big math problems coming up. If you want to help support InfoWars, let me give you a couple of sales that we've offered as a win-win situation for our listeners. We got a big blowout special right now on Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, 67% off and free shipping. We also have 50% off for BrainForce Plus and Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, our new formulation of Nascent Iodine. Both of those, 50% off with free shipping. Our Super Male Vitality is 57% off with free shipping. As a matter of fact, we got free shipping store-wide. And we have an exclusive special just for the listeners of this program. You can save $10 off the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 off the InfoWars golf shirt with the Hexagon logo at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. Besides the issues that Ocasio-Cortez doesn't know about how she's going to fund or even seem to be really concerned, as most of the Democrats are not concerned about how they're going to fund Medicare for all. She's claiming that she can't afford a Washington, D.C. apartment. Well, it's going to get a lot more expensive with all the money that they've thrown after Jeff Bezos, right? It's going to create a lot of demand. Going to have a lot of people in there competing for expensive apartments along with the congressional representatives. Is she really that cash-strapped? She says she comes from Queens. She's one of the people. But her father was very, very wealthy. And records, unfortunately for her, you have to keep records, financial records, when you run for office. And the financial records show that she has at least $15,000 in savings. Now, the median rent in Washington, D.C. is about $2,700, according to Zillow. And as all these people are saying, oh, look at this. She's one of us. She can hardly afford the rent. And when I saw that story, I said, don't worry. She'll find a sugar daddy pretty soon. Multiple ones. You know, it's like, as we've said many times, people in Congress, they really ought to be forced to wear their corporate sponsors like NASCAR drivers do. You know, just stick those stickers all over their suits when they go into Congress. That'd be a great. I would sponsor that legislation, I think, if I ever went to Congress. I think we should all have to wear our sponsors openly and proudly on our suit, just like a NASCAR driver does. She reported income back in April 2018. She reported, rather, at the time, having a savings account, checking account of $15,000, between $15,000 and $50,000, because you have to just check those boxes, the ranges there. And that was part of her financial disclosure report in April. The financial disclosure also reveals she has an investment account valued at between $1,000 and $15,000. So she got a checking account in April between $15,000 and $50,000 and an investment account between $1,000 and $15,000, but she can't afford $2,700 in rent. And they said, compared to average Americans, average American household, the median, should say, not average, but the median checking account balance is $3,400. And for millennials like her, the median check balance is about $1,400. But she had a checking account that was between $15,000 and $50,000. So I don't know how she blew through all that money in just 3 months. But, hey, she's well on the way to becoming a Democrat leader. She can spend that kind of money in just 3 months, personally. Think what she can do with your money as a taxpayer. She's going to be great. I think she's going to be one of the most outstanding Democrat senators they've ever seen because she can spend that kind of money on herself. And that's in addition to the fact that in August, she began collecting a salary from the campaign. Now, that's something that's not any problem. I mean, most candidates do that because they're working on it full time. It's a legitimate thing to do, quite frankly. But she blew through all that money, anywhere between $15,000 and $50,000 in a couple of months, despite the fact she's taken a $6,200 salary from her campaign. So that's even more money that she went through. Now, as she's lecturing everybody, saying that we're going to be 100% renewable energy in 10 years. I guess she got the memo from the UN about the magical year 2030. That's the year they want to make sure that they've established their control over us and got us locked up in their little smart cities where they watch and manage and control everything that we do. And part of that is controlling our energy, controlling our movement, controlling our speech. They're well on the way there. Surveilling everything that we do. That's what Google is doing in Toronto. They call it Sidewalk Labs because you're going to be walking and they're going to be watching your face. And of course, when you walk, they can also identify you with biometric information. They can identify your gait. So, you know, you might have something to try to hide your face, but they'll be able to identify you by the way that you walk on the sidewalks. And Google will use all that information for profit. They'll turn it all over to the federal government. You won't be able to sue them for violating your privacy because the federal government has already made sure with the CISA Act that you can't sue them for turning over any of that information to the government. But, of course, it's interesting to me that people who are leftist libertarians only seem to be concerned about corporations spying on your privacy. They're never concerned about the government spying on your privacy. And I look at that and I say, well, you know, I've never seen a corporation lock anybody up directly. I always get the government to do it for them if they're involved in that. But I'm kind of concerned about what the government does because I've seen the way that China operates. And, of course, China is now selling additional surveillance equipment to Venezuela. It's become a profit center for them. They've got their own little police state industrial complex, just as we do in this country. You think we're the only country that can have a police state industrial complex to add to the military industrial complex? So they're now exporting their tyranny with new and improved products. Anyway, Ocasio-Cortez said she doesn't. She says people are mistaking me for an intern. And I said I think she's mistaking herself for an engineer. She doesn't have an engineering degree. I don't know how she is going to make all this happen. You know, she's going to do it by decree. That's right. Not by degree, but by decree. And it'll be by degrees. But she doesn't have an engineering degree. She has a degree in international relations and also a little bit in economics. And so we have a headline here, shock. Study says that most financial journalists lean to the left. Yeah, no shock about that, right? As a matter of fact, it's even worse than that. This is a survey by Texas A&M and Arizona State University. They surveyed 462 financial journalists. 58% of them leaned left. I'm surprised that it's that evenly distributed. I would have thought they pretty much all would have leaned to the left. And quite frankly, whether I don't know how to define leaning left and leaning right. Pretty much anybody that comes out of colleges is educated as a Keynesian. They're told that deficits don't matter. It's just money that we owe ourselves. Oh, wait, we owe that to the Chinese, don't we? And the Saudis and so forth. So actually, they do matter. They do matter a great deal, especially when it gets to the point that the interest begins to become a major percentage of your gross domestic product. And we're well on that trajectory. So, I don't believe in Keynesian economics. I don't know if you characterize that as left or right. I mean, John Maynard Keynes was using that as a justification for greater growth of government. But as we look at other economic news, we've got the Pentagon failing its first ever audit. They never had an audit. And they failed it. What a surprise. I mean, these are the guys who spent $6 trillion on war and the war on terror since 2001. They lost $21 trillion, equivalent to the entire U.S. debt, and yet they failed their first audit. Actually, they passed the previous audits. They did have people investigating them prior to 9/11. Actually, I had a woman telling me down in Wimberley. She was saying, yeah, I used to work in that office, and boy, we found a lot of money missing. You know, several trillion dollars, about $6 trillion we found missing. I retired just before 9/11. I was lucky to get out of there. You know, that came in right there in the office where we were investigating people. We had all these congressmen taking early retirement and everything. We had a lot of people. Nobody went to jail, of course. Nobody goes to jail in Washington. But you might, if you investigate them, you might go to jail. You might get a missile shot through your window to shut down their investigation. So they do this, and they find that they failed that audit. What a surprise. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Investing with the power of the First Amendment. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got a judge ordering the White House to return Jim Acosta's tax. You know, we had a judge order President Trump not to block people on his personal Twitter account. That's not the POTUS Twitter account. On his personal Twitter account, @RealDonaldTrump. We had a judge say, you can't block anybody. No matter how much they troll you, you can't block them on your account. Now, Jack Dorsey, who is the CEO of Twitter, subsequently said, well, I might block President Trump if I don't like him. But President Trump can't block anybody on his personal account. And, you know, we've had judges order. Matter of fact, the Supreme Court said you can't censor people in the public square, even if the public square is privately owned. Twitter is a public square. Jack Dorsey said so publicly 8 times at least. And we had a Supreme Court decision in 1946. Again, it was a company-owned town. It was physical space, not cyberspace, but it's the same principle. It was physical space. The entire town was owned by the company. They had a Jehovah's Witness lady who was handing out material. They said, we don't like that. We don't want you doing that here. Go away. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, even if the public square is privately owned, you can't stop free speech in the public square. Now, Jack Dorsey has said 8 times, like I said, Twitter is a public square. That is their business model. Now, let me tell you what is not the public square. The White House is not the public square. Tucker Carlson's house is not the public square. His property, his door that they broke, that's not the public square. And yet Twitter is the public square. And it's very different from a bakery where the people were not even thrown out of the bakery. You know, they could go in there. He said, people can come in here. I'll sell them anything, but I'm not going to custom make them a cake that violates my religion. I'll sell them cakes. I'll sell them cookies, all the stuff that I've got here in the counter. I don't discriminate against anybody for what I sell them. But they wanted to compel him. That was the whole point. That's why they singled him out. They knew he was a Christian. They wanted to compel him to bake that cake. And after he went to the Supreme Court, you had a transgender man or woman. I don't know. They don't know. How would I know? A tranny on the tranniversary of the change wanted a tranny cake, a tranniversary cake, I guess. And because he wouldn't do it again, make a custom cake for that, the same commission in Colorado came after him for what he just won at the Supreme Court. And, of course, we're not going to have a judge order Twitter to put InfoWars back on social media. They're not going to order YouTube to put back up our videos that they took down. They're not going to order Facebook to change anything for InfoWars or Alex Jones. They're not going to do that because only the left has any free speech rights. Only the left. And that means that they have not only rights, but their rights trump the rights of everybody else. Everybody else's free speech. The rest of us don't get that. The rest of us don't even get property rights. But we will pay attention to some judge orders, and we won't pay attention to others. I just played for you earlier in the program, the beginning of the program, before this court order came out. I played for you the fact that we had Obama throwing people out of the White House multiple times, and he was applauded by it. For doing that by CNN. CNN, Politico, Hollywood Reporter. Look at this. There's this person trolling him that was an LGBT group. And he said, you can't do that here. This is my house. Get out. Throw him out. And he threw him out. And they thought, oh, man, that's like a boss. Man, he's really good. Love that. They loved it when he threw a black female reporter out. They didn't have a problem when he threw out reporters from newspapers that had endorsed his opponent, John McCain, threw him off the plane less than a week before the election. Don't have a problem with any of that. Josh Earnest, his White House press secretary, can brag that he excluded Fox interview from significant interviews. No problem. Let's have President Trump defy this judge. He really should.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you.
Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I was just talking about how outrageous it is that you get these judges and the judge orders President Trump. You can't block anybody on Twitter. CEO Twitter can do it. He can say it's a public square and he can block people, even though we've had a Supreme Court decision that says you can't block people on the public square. That's their business model. Their business model is free speech. Their business model is a public square. And as I said, the White House is not a public square. Tucker Carlson's house is not a public square. They applauded Obama when he threw people out of his house. That's my house. Get out of here. But not President Trump. Different standard. Let me tell you. Again, President Trump likes Andrew Jackson. President Trump, look at what Andrew Jackson said about the judicial system. Even the Supreme Court. Andrew Jackson told the Supreme Court, well, he said, they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. There is a separation of power. You don't have to do everything the courts tell you, President Trump. This is not a First Amendment issue. In spite of the fact that Fox News has jumped in on this, it just shows us what Fox News is about. It doesn't say anything about the First Amendment. They never defended free speech for anybody else. But now they're defending it for CNN. Isn't that interesting? I tell you, that establishment media hangs together. They do have their fake, controlled opposition, don't they? Fox News is very much like the controlled opposition of the GOP establishment. Oh, yeah, vote for us. We're different from the Democrats. No, they aren't. People like Paul Ryan, he's always been open borders. He has always been for Obamacare. I mean, that was something that he and Mitt Romney were going to put together. The same thing had been done already by Mitt Romney as governor. And, of course, Paul Ryan, surprise, surprise, who was the running mate of Mitt Romney, he was able to keep that shut down until the Democrats could take the gavel back. That's basically what Fox News is doing as far as the media goes, is what Paul Ryan and the GOP establishment have been doing all along. And, of course, right after the election, as soon as Mitt Romney got elected senator, he's out there putting his creds out. Oh, I love Mueller, declaring his love and his fidelity for Mueller and the investigation. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to somebody who was the target of Brennan, who says we've got a constitutional crisis. Yes, we do. We had a constitutional crisis a few decades ago, and this constitutional crisis has gotten worse and worse. Because the real government in this country is the CIA and the corrupt Department of Justice and FBI. And it's all the same people. Brennan, Mueller, Peter Strzok, all the same people came after CIA whistleblower John Kiriakou. And he's going to tell us that story at the bottom of the hour. So you're not going to want to miss that. As we reported before, we had the Pentagon have their first ever audit, they said. They have had other audits. I mean, we need to audit the Fed. It's a good thing to... It's a good thing to audit the Pentagon. This was an audit of a $2.7 trillion organization. So the fact that we did the audit is substantial. Pat themselves on the back. They got $21 trillion they can't find. people died because they had lost trillions of dollars pre 9/11. But hey, that's all right. Did another audit, system-wide audit now, and they failed it. Conducted by 1,200 auditors. Examining it on a broader basis, but no problem at all. And one of the things I wish they would explain to us is how the U.S. maybe could audit this. How does the U.S. spend $1.5 million a day to fight Afghan heroin production, and yet heroin production in Afghanistan quadrupled? This is an article from the Free Thought Project. They point out how in 2004, Donald Rumsfeld, as defense secretary, said the danger of a large drug trade that a large drug trade poses in Afghanistan is too serious to ignore. The inevitable result is to corrupt the government in a way of life that would be most unfortunate. Well, what he's just described there is the UN global war on drugs. It's a global agenda, and it has corrupted our government, not just the Afghanistan government. And, of course, you had Geraldo Rivera there, surprised to find U.S. troops guarding the poppy fields there. That's one thing they don't point out in this article. They said the U.S. invasion subsequent operations led to Afghanistan becoming the fourth most dangerous and the fourth most corrupt country in the world. So that's our regime change for you there. How can we come up with a government that's even worse than the Taliban? We just run it into the ground with a state of war for 17 years. The U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said from 2002 through September of 2018, the U.S. has committed an average of more than $1.5 million a day to help the Afghan government combat narcotics. You think they really want to combat narcotics? Do you think the Afghan government wants to combat narcotics? Do you think the U.S. government wants to combat narcotics when they guard the poppy fields? And they defended it to Geraldo Rivera. They said, well, you know, these people need to have, that's their economy, you know, so we got to help them. We don't want them to collapse economically. Well, they're not collapsing. Because they said, despite our best efforts, in 2017, poppy cultivation is more than four times that reported by the UN Office of Drugs and Crimes for 2002, the first full year of U.S. intervention in Afghanistan. And the country is the largest source of street heroin for Europe and Canada. They said efforts to combat drugs have cost U.S. taxpayers more than $8 billion since 2002, yet Afghanistan's opium crisis is worse than ever, and so is America's opioid crisis, isn't it? Boy, nothing changes, does it? Are we getting our money's worth? Rand Paul says no. In an interview with Breitbart, Rand Paul had this to say about Afghanistan and about President Trump and his instincts and what is happening in his cabinet to block President Trump. Here's Rand Paul.
I think the president truly believes in an American first foreign policy. I think that some of the people he's surrounded himself with are really more part of the foreign policy swamp that believes that war is always the answer. When I talk to the president, I hear from him that we've been at war too long in Afghanistan. When I talk to him, I hear his initial response, we don't need to now permanently have troops in Syria. I think he truly believes that. I think he believes stronger than almost anything else, and he said it a million times, the Iraq war was a mistake and destabilized the Middle East. And yet he's surrounded by generals who often think we cannot leave or we will lose, or we must take one more village in order to get to a negotiated settlement, or even worse, the neocons who believe, oh, it's going to have to be unconditional surrender, like we had with Japan after World War II. That's rarely the way a war ends. War almost never ends with unconditional surrender, usually ends with a settlement. And I think in Afghanistan there needs to be a settlement, but the bottom line is I'm tired of spending $50 billion a year in Afghanistan building roads and bridges over there when I'd rather build roads and bridges here.
Yeah, I'm tired of the war on terror, tired of the $6 trillion that we spent on that, foreign and domestic. I'm tired of spending $1.5 million a day in Afghanistan to supposedly eradicate heroin production. I don't know if they're still guarding the fields. They said, well, we blew up some processing plants and so forth. It has skyrocketed. It was about 10% of worldwide production of opiates when the Taliban had it. And now that we're there, it's up into the 90s. And they have record crops every year. But we're going to stay there. We're going to continue to blow up. I don't know that we're building any bridges there. I don't think we're building bridges politically. I don't think we're even physically building bridges there. But we're going to continue to blow that country up as our bridges crumble here from neglect, in the same way that we can't get anybody to the border effectively to do anything about it. We're told as we look at this, and we're going to take a look at that when we come back, look at what's happening at the border. You know, are we going to build a wall? Are we going to defend the border? Or are we going to move on to a different agenda now that the election's over? Not hearing anything now about anchor babies. Isn't that interesting? Very interesting, I think, that there's no more talk about anchor babies now that we've had the election. And we talk about the so-called caravan or the invasion. These people are pouring over the border. Nothing was done at the places where they came. Nobody thought they would come across the border at Tijuana. So nothing was done. Got video of the Border Patrol agents, just a few of them there. Massive crowd, so they couldn't really do anything about it. These people are taunting them. We got Kamala Harris taunting the head of ICE because he said, he was talking about the people who want to shut down ICE. They want to shut down our borders. I mean, this is a problem. This is what the majority of people voted for Trump to do. He should do it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the Mueller investigation. Is Mueller safe? Lindsey Graham says he is. Lindsey Graham is excited. Yeah, Mueller is staying. He's going to continue on with this thing. I'm going to be talking in the next segment to CIA whistleblower John Kiriakou, who went to jail for exposing the crimes of the CIA. The people who committed the crimes didn't go to jail. He went to jail. And he recently published an op-ed piece saying that what Chuck Grassley said, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, as they're investigating this Russiagate conspiracy, Chuck Grassley was talking about this just before the election, everybody was paying attention, I guess, to Khashoggi or whatever the crisis of the day was. He pointed out that Brennan had ordered CIA hackers to intercept the emails of all potential or possible intelligence community whistleblowers. And that included specifically the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and Senate Judiciary Committee. And as Kiriakou points out in his op-ed piece, he said, hacking the Senate computer system constitutes illegal use of a government computer. It's illegal espionage, and it is wire fraud. Why are they not being prosecuted for this? Chuck Grassley knows this. Well, maybe it's for the same reason Hillary Clinton doesn't get prosecuted for violating national security. We lay all of our liberties on the altar of national security and worship that false god. And yet Hillary Clinton commits national security blasphemy and gets away with it. Comey says she committed multiple felonies, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute her. I guess no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute Brennan and Clapper either. I mean, it's a shame that they even had their security clearance lifted after they retired. I mean, that is a major scandal as far as mainstream media is concerned. They're certainly not going to report the fact that these guys ought to be in jail. We got the inmates running the asylum, or I should say the inmates are running Washington, D.C., because it is an insane asylum in and of itself. So we're going to talk a little bit about updates on that before, and lay the background for that before we talk to John Kiriakou about how these same suspects, the usual suspects, Brennan, Mueller, Peter Strzok, tried to set him up. They failed because he's an honest man, so they came after him for other things. It just goes on and on. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 67% off of Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, and free shipping. We have free shipping store-wide, as a matter of fact, and also 57% off of Supermail Vitality, 50% off Brain Force Plus, and Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, our new formulation of Nascent Iodine. Those are 50% off. And again, free shipping store-wide, we have $123 savings off of the large Alexa Pure water filter, the Alexa Pure Pro. Biggest discount we've ever had off of that. It's typically about $250. You can now get it for just $127. That's a savings of $123, free shipping store-wide. And finally, we have a special just for the listeners of this program. You can save $10 off of an InfoWars Hexagon Polo. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 off of that InfoWars golf shirt with the Hexagon logo on it. We really do appreciate your support. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping store-wide. Right, we had Lindsey Graham come out and proudly proclaim that he has met with Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker. He says, as to the Mueller investigation, I'm confident that it is not in jeopardy. Oh, great, we can run it for another couple of years, right? Nobody ever loses their job, even if it's a job as a special persecutor, which is what Mueller is. Can't say that, he may not have the Mueller investigation in jeopardy, but I can tell you what is in jeopardy. Constitution's in jeopardy. The rule of law is in jeopardy. Due process is in jeopardy. Search warrant, the protections that we have in terms of search warrant, all of that has been in jeopardy for quite some time. And we've discovered now that these people just run roughshod over it whenever they wish. And that's the most dangerous thing. You know, we have the revelations about the Snowden documents and so forth that come out. To me, we're in a much more dangerous position than we were because all of that stuff came out. It used to be just denied. And as we were telling you that it was happening, as we were telling you that they're spying on you through your phone, we told you they're spying on you through the computer, watching everything that you're doing. They're looking at you, listening to you through the monitor, monitor camera and so forth. You know, we now see pictures of Zuckerberg with a Post-it over his camera. Alex Jones used to say, I do that all the time. People, you paranoid conspiracy theorists, they're not listening to you. They're not tracking you. Then we find out that they are. And then we don't do anything about it. And that's where it gets really dangerous. Because that is kind of an implied consent, isn't it? I don't consent. I'm afraid most Americans think that they can trade their liberty and their freedom and their privacy for security. And as I've said many times, to the extent that you give up your liberty and your privacy and your property rights and your other human rights, to that extent that you give up those precious things like your liberty, to that extent you become a slave. Slaves are never safe. They're never secure. And so we got Lindsey Graham saying, oh, well, there's no reason to fire Mueller. I asked him, do you have any reason to fire Mr. Mueller? And he said he's got zero reason to believe anything has been done wrong in the Mueller investigation. Well, let me give you some examples of what's been done wrong in the Mueller investigation. Let's hear it from Rand Paul. Rand Paul thinks that this has gone on too long. And he thinks that we need to be concerned about our individual liberty, not just what's going on with President Trump or Brett Kavanaugh. Here's what Rand Paul had to say. Video 4.
Happy that Attorney General Jeff Sessions is no longer part of this administration?
You know, I think your cabinet needs to have people in it who agree with you. And I think for a long time, Jeff Sessions hasn't really been, you know, working for the president, what the president would like him to do. I also think that there are some big reforms that we need of our justice and our intelligence agencies, and I think justice can be part of that. I think that what they've done to the president has been very unfair with going after his campaign, trying to entrap people. This whole thing, I think, was set up by people in the intelligence community. Some call it the deep state. Yes, these are people that are there forever, and they care more about power and their power than they do about anybody's individual rights. So what I've been encouraging the president is that he needs somebody to be attorney general who actually recognizes what they did to President Trump was wrong, but that it would be wrong if they did it to me or Joe Smith or, you know, Mary Jones. It's wrong if the intelligence community has this much power. So I would love to see somebody as attorney general who actually believes that individual liberty needs to be preserved, and we can't allow the state to grow so large that they can look at all of our phone calls, who we call, how long we call, and even conversations.
That's absolutely true. You know, Dianne Feinstein got very upset with the CIA when they're investigating the torture stuff. She said, they're investigating my staff. They're not supposed to investigate me. Well, you know, that's the way that it works. When you let our basic freedoms, our privacies and so forth go, it's going to be the people who are in positions of power that are going to feel those abuses first. They're going to be the first ones up against the wall when the revolution comes, not from us, but from the other side. And so she found herself under surveillance because they'd overthrown the Constitution. Now you got John Brennan saying, we got a constitutional crisis very soon because Sessions was fired. Every time somebody gets fired, they think that is a crisis because what constitutes government for them is not our Constitution. It is permanent employment of the deep state. We'll be right back with John Kiriakou. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're connecting with John Kiriakou right now. He's having a little bit of data issues. Surprise, surprise. Maybe I shouldn't have announced that he was coming on our show so soon. We're going to connect with him via phone. We'll have him in just a minute here. And to recap what I was just saying, we've had Lindsey Graham, the guy who famously said, "Shut up, you don't get a lawyer." Oh, yeah, we're going to continue this Mueller investigation. I've talked to the acting attorney general. And he says he doesn't see that Mueller's done anything wrong. I've looked at Mueller's career. He's got a history of being essentially the bagman for the deep state. And, of course, as Brennan is saying, we're now facing a constitutional crisis. Why is that? Because Sessions got fired. You don't fire anybody there. You don't fire anybody there. That creates a constitutional crisis for them. So joining us now is John Kiriakou. And, of course, we've talked to John before. A great deal of respect for John. I mean, not too many people have the integrity to go against a system that they're in. There's a lot of pressure, peer pressure and otherwise, to go along with criminal activity in the CIA. When he saw illegal torture going on, he blew the whistle on it. And they ultimately came after him. And I want to talk to him now about what he's spoken about in the last week or so, how they came after him and who came after him, because it is Again, the usual suspects. He worked for the CIA for 15 years. He says that he was systematically targeted for revenge by John Brennan and by Bob Mueller. So joining us now is John Kiriakou. Thank you for joining us, John.
Thanks for having me, David. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Tell us about the persecution, because, you know, you've been looked at, the things that you had said, blowing the whistle on torture during the Bush administration. Nothing happened to you during the Bush administration, but it was during the Obama administration. Who was it that started your persecution under Obama? I'll call it persecution.
Yes, thanks for that. I think it was a persecution. It was John Brennan. John and I went back to 1990 together. I've known him for 28 years. I've not respected him in that entire period. I always believed that John was...
So you really do know him then.
Oh, boy, do I. He was in over his head intellectually. But as you pointed out, I blew the whistle on the CIA's torture program in December of 2007. The Bush administration investigated me for a full year until December of 2008 and then closed the case and sent my attorneys a declination letter saying that they were declining to prosecute because I had not committed a crime. A month later, when Barack Obama became president, John Brennan became the number two at the National Security Council. And one of the very first things that he did was to ask Eric Holder to secretly reopen the case against me. I had no idea that for the next 3 years, my phones were being tapped, my emails were being intercepted, and there were several teams of FBI agents conducting surveillance on me. We learned in discovery, David, after my arrest, that Brennan had sent a letter to the Justice Department saying, charge him with espionage. And Justice wrote back saying, we don't think he committed espionage. And then Brennan wrote back again saying, charge him anyway and make him defend himself. And that's exactly what they did.
Wow. And as we look at this little spat that's going on in the White House with Jim Acosta, people forget, nobody is talking about the fact that Barack Obama came after more whistleblowers and journalists. Multiple journalists. Yeah, he came after Risen and Rosen, one of them New York Times, one of the other one Fox News. He came after these journalists, and you look at the number of people that are whistleblowers and journalists, it's more than all the previous presidents combined for the 100 years under the Espionage Act. And so they came after you saying, well, we're going to get him for espionage.
That's right. In fact, on the day of my arrest, the Justice Department called my attorneys and said, here's our offer. He takes a plea to an espionage charge, and he does 10 years. If he turns it down, he may or may not live to meet his grandchildren. And, of course, I turned it down. I hadn't committed espionage, just like Tom Drake hadn't, just like Jeffrey Sterling hadn't, and you know, all of the other eight of us who were charged by Barack Obama with espionage.
Yeah. And, of course, Drake, they said, oh, you're in possession of classified materials. The stuff that he had wasn't classified.
No.
And it was there was something that they went back afterwards and they classified it, but it was like, you know your enemy or something. It was like some PowerPoint thing for orientation, you know, and they classified it after the fact and then tried to lock him up. And then you got Hillary Clinton, who is running this, this document search program for everybody abroad. And committing all these felony violations, and nothing at all happens to her. But you, again, if they had a problem with what you did, and the Bush administration looked at it, what you did as a whistleblower, talking about and exposing the torture program, that was not espionage, right? That would have been a violation of security things or something like that. But he doesn't say get him for that. He says get him for espionage. And then they set a process in motion to try to entrap you into committing espionage.
Did they? I've told this story a number of times, but I'll tell it again. And it, you know, people that I tell this story to never cease to be shocked by it. I was working as the senior investigator on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee from early 2009 until the middle of 2011. And one of the great things about that job is you get to have lunch with foreign diplomats all the time. You get to talk about the issues that you're most interested in. And it's just a lot of fun. It's intellectually stimulating. So I got a call one day from the number three at the Japanese embassy, and he invited me to lunch. We went to lunch, and his English was so bad, we actually did the entire lunch in Arabic, which was kind of funny. He was he told me he was a Middle East expert, as I am. So we did the lunch in Arabic, and we talked about Israeli elections and Turkish elections and the peace process and all of those issues of the day. Finally, at the end of the lunch, he asked me, what was next for me. And I said, actually, I think I might resign soon. I told the chairman that I would give him 2 years. It's been 2.5. I have 5 kids I need to put through college. And I think I'm going to go to the private sector. And very excitedly, he said, no, don't do that. If you give me information, I can give you money. And I said, shame on you. What's the matter with you? You know how many times I've made that pitch in my career? And I got up and I went directly to the office of the Senate security officer. And I said, I was just pitched by a foreign intelligence officer. So he had me write up a memo and he sent it to the FBI. A couple days later, 2 FBI agents came to interview me. And they said, here's what we want you to do. We want you to call him back, invite him to lunch, and ask him how much money he's willing to pay and what information he wants you to provide. So I did. Cool. And I wrote a memo and sent it back to the FBI, and they asked me to do it a second time and a third time and a fourth time, which I did. And then in the final lunch, he told me that he had been promoted and he had gotten his dream job. He was going to go on to Cairo to be the number 2 in the Japanese embassy there. I shook his hand. I never saw him again. Well, a year later, I'm under arrest, and we received discovery from the Justice Department. And we realized from discovery that there never was any Japanese diplomat, that he was an FBI agent undercover trying to get me to commit real espionage. But I kept reporting the contact back to the FBI in these memos. And I'll tell you, one thing that I've always been proud of in my career is my writing. Station chiefs at the CIA told me that they loved reading my cables because it made them feel like they were in the room participating in the meeting. And that's how these reports were. And so finally, in discovery, we also see these notes back and forth among FBI agents, including one Peter Strzok, saying, look, he's not going to take the bait. We might as well just end this this operation. And Peter Strzok said, fine, end it.
Wow. That's
they
amazing.
They knew I hadn't committed espionage.
Yeah, so John Brennan wants to get you somehow. And so he says, well, get him for espionage. Well, he didn't commit any espionage. We'll charge him with espionage anyway and make him defend himself. That's a quote from the memo that you talk about.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
Then they set up a task force to run a sting on you. They
right.
did the same thing to Harvey Silvergate. He's a lawyer, and so he...
That's right.
They tried to entrap him, and it was Mueller who was running a wire on this guy trying to entrap him. We'll talk about that and what happened to you and the crimes that you say Brennan and Clapper have committed that Grassley admitted that they should be locked up for. We'll be right back with John Kiriakou. Stay with us.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted using $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through 2 permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with 3 other compounds, 2 forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Rainforest Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Here we had Brennan saying that the firing of Sessions, or the resignation of Sessions, is a constitutional crisis. Let me tell you what's a constitutional crisis. It's what Brennan and Mueller and Peter Strzok and Rod Rosenstein, these guys have been able to get away with every kind of crime, along with Hillary Clinton, and never answer for it. That constitutes a constitutional crisis. When they can violate the Constitution, when they can violate other laws as well and get away with it, that constitutional crisis. And John Kiriakou, a whistleblower, a former CIA operative, worked for them for 15 years, blew the whistle on torture. The Bush administration said, we're not going to prosecute him. As the Obama administration begins, he brings in John Brennan. John Brennan says, let's get him for espionage. They said, well, he didn't commit any espionage. He was a whistleblower. And they already decided they didn't want to come after him for that. So he says, well, charge him with espionage anyway and make him defend himself. So who did they turn to? They turned to Mueller and the FBI. They have a 12-man, quote-unquote, Kiriakou task force. That's the way they defined it in the memos that John Kiriakou got when they finally arrested him, as the Obama administration did, coming after multiple journalists and whistleblowers, as I point out, more than all of the other presidents combined. He came after whistleblowers and journalists. And so they came after John Kiriakou. They came after some of the NSA whistleblowers. They tried to set him up. And as Mueller began this special persecution that he's involved in now, the Russian conspiracy, you know, John, we got John Kiriakou on the line here. John, you know, Harvey Silvergate wrote an article, and he called Mueller a Torquemada. And he called him that because they tried to set him up, just like they tried to set you up, but also because he was defending a client, Jeffrey McDonald, the famous trial that actually I think they patterned the fugitive on. But this guy had gone through multiple trials and been a great deal of misconduct by the Department of Justice, by the FBI. And Harvey Silvergate, the lawyer, as part of the appeal process, went into a meeting. The FBI people were there and so forth. And Mueller comes in. and says, any criticism of the FBI, Department of Justice, government is off the table. You will not criticize anything that we do. And he said, this guy is very dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. Your comments?
Oh, he is dangerous. And, you know, this is part of the problem of everybody at that level and in those kinds of positions, is that they think that they are untouchable. And they think that they are the only good guys and that they're going to take down the bad guys. Well, even when they know the bad guys aren't necessarily bad, they seek to bankrupt you. Remember, they only get promoted. They only get ahead in their careers if they can put you behind bars. They don't care if you're innocent or guilty. And in fact, one of my attorneys said something to me that was so telling. This was at the very end of the case where they had made their final offer of 2.5 years in prison, and I decided to turn it down because I hadn't done anything wrong. And my attorney said to me, you know what your problem is? You think this is about justice, and it's not about justice. It's about mitigating damage.
Wow.
Well, that's not what our justice system is supposed to be. First of all, let me tell you, too, Harvey Silverglate, I think, is an American hero. He's a Harvard law professor, a renowned attorney, and he wrote a book called Three Felonies a Day.
That's right.
He argues that we are so over-criminalized, so over-regulated in this country, that the average American on the average day going about his normal business commits three felonies every day. And with Congress creating 50 new crimes per year, not 50 new laws, 50 new crimes, something that a year ago was perfectly legal, and this year you can go to prison for it on a felony charge, they can really get you if they want to get you. And if they've decided to target you because they don't like your politics or they don't like your faith or they don't like who you hang out with, they're going to get you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's right. And that's why it is so dangerous. Like you point out, they can tie you up in legal fees to destroy you. That's what they're trying to do to Roger Stone.
That's right.
They're trying to do that to Jerome Corsi and so forth. All these different individuals that are caught up in this because they don't like their politics. They're trying to do that to President Trump. They can run the clock out on the Trump administration if he lets them, these criminals who are doing this, instead of coming after them. I want to talk about what crimes they've committed that you pointed out was admitted by Senator Grassley. Committed crimes. But the other part of this is the fact that they can get away with this, that they can do anything that they wish to people. And I think as they keep this Russian conspiracy theory going, the real intention is to try to get process crimes from people. Oh, you said this over there, but then, you know, they entrap people for saying different things on different occasions. That's one of their key tricks that they get to do against people. But also, we talk about three felonies a day. Boy, you can really multiply that when you start talking about financial transactions. And that's why they want to cross this line and start investigating President Trump's financial dealings, because, of course, they can find financial crimes on anybody. That's the easiest thing. That's what they got Al Capone on, was financial crimes, income tax evasion. They didn't get him for any of the other stuff they did, murder, violation of alcohol prohibition, any of that stuff.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Let's talk a little bit about the crimes that they committed, though. Because, as you pointed out, you also wrote an op-ed piece, and you said Chuck Grassley pointed this out on November the 1st, but, of course, at that time, everybody was caught up in, like, I think at the time maybe it was the Khashoggi situation or something. You know, nobody – this one story everybody focuses on, so it got buried. Nobody talked about it. But he talked about how Brennan and Clapper – have violated multiple laws and should be locked up. You laid out the laws that they broke. Tell us about that.
Yes. 4 years ago, John Brennan and James Clapper sent something called a congressional notification to the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. What a congressional notification is a memo from the CIA that is sent in the event that the CIA broke the law or a CIA officer broke the law or a recruited source, an agent, broke the law, and Congress needs to be informed. Well, John Brennan and James Clapper co-signed a memo to the chairman of these two committees saying, by the way, we've been hacking into your email systems to see if we can find any would-be whistleblowers who are trying to be in contact with you. Well, Grassley was outraged by this 4 years ago, rightfully so, because this is a felony. And it's a violation of the Constitution in at least two different ways. And so he immediately asked for the document to be declassified so that he could release it to the press. John Brennan's CIA didn't even bother to respond to him. Now, this is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. They didn't even bother to respond. Grassley waited for 2 years and sent another letter saying, please declassify this. And again, he was ignored. So a couple of weeks ago, he decided to try again. He sent a letter to the CIA and within days received a response from the CIA Inspector General saying, I've reviewed this congressional notification. I don't know why it was classified in the first place. It's not legally classified. Consider it to be unclassified effective immediately. And Grassley released it to the press. And it's an admission that John Brennan ordered the CIA to hack into the email systems of both the Senate Judiciary Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. I am sickened by the fact that this just has been ignored by the mainstream media.
Yeah, absolutely. So they commit a crime by hacking into these people, and then they classify that and tell a senator that he can't tell anybody.
That's
and
right.
And it continues on through the Obama administration.
All through the Obama administration. And remember, it is illegal to classify a crime, and it is illegal to classify anything just to save the CIA embarrassment. In addition, by classifying this document, not only did John Brennan violate the constitutional separation of powers, but he violated the Fourth Amendment's due process clause. You can't do things like that. The CIA cannot spy on other branches of government. It's illegal.
Yes. It shows that they believe that they are the true government. And quite frankly, I guess they are if Grassley accedes to their authority, right? I mean, he basically should have blown the whistle on them and said, lock these guys up. Instead, he bows down to them and continues to ask the CIA until they get another director of the CIA, would you please declassify this crime that they committed so I can talk about it? That's pathetic how weak that is.
That's a very important point, David. Grassley would have been perfectly within his rights 4 years ago to say, you know, classification, classification, releasing this information because it's illegal. And he could have done that, and he couldn't have been prosecuted because he has congressional immunity.
That's right. That's right. Well, I tell you what, he's not made of the same stuff you are, John. I really appreciate you blowing the whistle on this. You didn't have immunity. You served time in prison for exposing the crimes. Grassley could have done it with immunity, and he keeps quiet about it. And still, nothing is being done about it. That's the amazing thing. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your service to this country, John Kiriakou. That's it for our program. Thanks for joining us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you've got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.